Holy fuck, what do I do? I just shit my pants.
What did you eat prior to this that caused such a blowout?
SpaghettiOs. Jay, I shit my pants, take my spot. And he looks at me and he just goes, what the fuck?
What I'm picturing is you going, hey, can you take my spot? Because I just shit my pants. Yeah, okay. And then you waddling to the bathroom.
I go to the big stall and I pulled on my pants and there's just brown everywhere. I get all this done and I wipe off the smear fest from the inside of my thighs and what am I gonna do with those underwear? Put them next to me and just save them while they're shitting them? Put them in my car?
Fruit of the Loom, small, Rod Street.
That.
I wear a medium dick. I shit the fuck out of my pants.
Shortbus Radio. We got the same crew. Shortbusradio.podomatic.com. Hit us up. I'm on the shortbus at gmail.com. What's up, Rod?
What's going on, man? Steve, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Good to go. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, too, bitches. Shortbus Radio.
It's been a while. I'm feeling a little rusty at this.
Yeah, the last podcast was, fucking
3 weeks ago?
Well, yeah. The one we recorded last weekend. Or was it 2 weeks ago? Doesn't matter. That was such a pain in the ass. We did half of it with Steve.
Yeah.
Which pretty much the whole thing, so.
Swapped it out to somebody else, and it did not even save. And
yeah, my buddy Matt, which the second part was, it was decent, you know, for having a guest.
Yeah. I mean,
he wasn't really, I don't know, he might listen to this. I want to hurt his feelings or piss him off or anything. But he just didn't, it wasn't Steve. You know what I mean?
That's me.
That is very insulting when you think about it.
Damn it. Matt, I'm sorry if you hear this. I didn't mean it like that.
Ouch.
Fuck.
Yeah, that last one is better off just not being posted to Podomatic anyway, because we literally spent 45 minutes just talking about YouTube videos.
Yeah, the three of you that listen, just you're going to have to just wonder.
Which was all right, but I kind of wish we saved a couple of those for a legit episode, but...
What do you do?
We could go back to those since they were never even posted, so maybe we'll do that this episode.
Yeah, possibly. But right now, I want to talk about Steve.
Yeah, me too.
Hello.
And his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is she your girlfriend?
No.
What do you mean she's not your girlfriend? You told us this last week she was.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. We're dating.
What
the fuck is the difference?
What?
Going out on a date.
Yes.
Isn't considered
there
dating.
Right now, there's no long-term commitment.
So are you fuck buddies?
No.
Would you still have sex with her? Would you still have sex with her?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, I can understand that. So dating does not mean your boyfriend and girlfriend. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah.
So, date. Okay. So, you've been
here's
out-
okay. Here's the stages.
Yeah.
Since I have to tell you how to.
Lay it out.
All right.
Go. Just go.
Meet, take her out on a date, kind of talking, whatever. Once you start dating, you know, that's like constantly going on dates.
Yeah.
Talking, not really seeing anybody else.
What kind of dates? Like.
Like dinner, movie, hang out.
So technically then you and Abby were dating.
We went out on like two dates.
Yeah, you always made me and Alex come.
Yeah.
And she did.
Damn it.
So
anyways, you're wrong. I don't know how much I agree with that. Eric, your thoughts in a second. When you're fucking not seeing anybody else,
yeah,
and you're going out on dates and hanging out,
yeah,
is that what you and your girl are doing right now?
Here's the big difference.
4 years.
What it seems, oh zing. Now me and my girl have actually had the talk, and we have made made each other exclusive, and we agreed that we will not be seeing each other, and
not be seeing each other.
No,
other
I'm,
people.
My bad. Seeing each other, or damn it, seeing others.
No,
seeing others. That's what I meant to say. Not each other. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah.
We have agreed that we are exclusive to each other. We are dating.
Yep.
Which I thought meant you're together dating. Apparently not by your standards, but
well, we're at the same point. I'm not seeing anybody else. You know, we're exclusive.
Okay.
But we're not in a relationship.
What?
What is that?
What
then?
The fuck?
That's a relationship.
Well, I guess it kind of is, but I wouldn't.
Would she be mad at you if you fucked a different chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's
then
your girlfriend.
Then you're together, dude. Stop beating around the fucking bush.
I don't like
just
that
because
title.
It's not on Facebook.
I just
mean
don't
it's
like.
Not...
I don't like the title.
You don't
of what girlfriend?
Yeah,
dude, Steve. What I'm getting out of this though is like I have a feeling that you have something about her that you don't want to completely commit to her for.
No, yeah. There's a reason why I don't want to commit completely.
Is it because she's 18?
No.
Well, come on. Why?
Because I don't want any kind of anything when we go to Afghanistan.
Then
oh,
why
come
even?
On.
Then why even get
don't,
involved with her?
Because it's fun. I'm
no.
having fun right now.
Okay.
So okay. So
explain that to her then.
So you're leading her on.
That's what you're doing.
Because hey, you no. You are leading her on if you haven't explained this aspect to her.
Yep.
I agree.
Okay, so make that clear to her, dude. Otherwise, you're going to break her 18-year-old heart.
And she is 18. Do you remember how you were when you were 18?
Holy cow.
When I was 18 and there was a chick interested in me, if, well, I can't even use myself as an example because I've been with Alex for so damn long, which isn't a bad thing. But even I can imagine how I would have been when if a girl, you know, told me that, or we both agreed on that we're not going to see anybody else.
Yeah.
And
it just hasn't gotten that serious yet.
It's serious.
According to you, we still are on.
Whose phone was that?
Not me.
Put that shit on silent.
According to you, we're still on first base. We're still.
First base.
Not this conversation. No, this conversation wasn't posted.
Yeah. Anyway.
So apparently all I've been is first base.
Okay.
Taking her on a couple dinners. We don't really hang out that much because I'm in school, I work, she works, she's in school. I see her maybe once a week.
Okay.
And I haven't seen her for the last couple weeks. We talk, yeah, about every day.
But you've explained to each other that you are exclusive or not?
Well, it hasn't been like an actual sit down talk.
It's just
it was more like it kind of jokingly was brought up, you know. Something about another girl.
So
no. Oh, another
so
guy. No.
So you're together, dude. I don't know what the fuck you're trying to.
Blinders on.
Oh, man. Don't play this. Oh, you know, in about a year, I'm supposed to be leaving with the military. So I don't. Dude, no.
In like a few months.
Live it up, man.
I am.
I'm.
Blinders on.
With the amount of people that get cheated on, it's not for me.
Is that what you're scared of?
Yeah, it's one
you
of the big reasons.
She's 18.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, dude, the thing is, I mean, you have to absolutely make this clear because I don't know if she really gives a shit or not, but, I mean, I know most 18-year-old girls are very sensitive and
immature.
And if they, dude, I bet you right now she thinks that you two are.
She's telling all her fucking girlfriends about her boyfriend. Fucking in Holland.
Yep. Yeah. So, if that was me, yikes. I would make that clear to her right now.
Yeah,
so,
dude. You because the longer you lead her on, the stickier.
Do you think I'm wrong? Obviously, you think I'm wrong for not telling her. But do you think I'm wrong for having that reason?
No. Nope, because I'd be the same way.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I don't think you're wrong for that.
That would be one of the first points I would make to her. Absolutely first, because, dude, especially considering how young she is, dude, she'll cling to you like.
Yep. You got to consider her feelings and the age that she is and her mindset.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, hot.
She is pretty good looking.
Yeah. I'd do it.
But she is also retarded. Sorry, Steve.
Oh, no!
Dude, you guys remember the phone call?
Was that actually recorded and
God
posted?
Damn it,
or was
I
that,
wish
no.
that conversation was recorded because yeah. the world or the four people would agree with us.
Yeah.
No. Do you remember at Drill, Steve, when I told the story?
Yes,
I let
because
you
told this story.
Nope, shut up, dick. I let you tell the story after I did. I let you
after
give in
you
your
did.
Details. So they got both sides. And tell me how many people agreed with you.
The world.
Tell me wow. in numbers. Story, zero bitch. Through 100.
Zero.
Oh, boy.
But.
Oh, no!
See, she's just shy, though. And she didn't even. She has never even held, at that point, an actual in-face one-on-one conversation with me. And then, all of a sudden,
that means nothing.
She gets on the radio with me,
yeah.
who she hardly knows, you two, and you're just asking her questions.
I
and
don't know what
you weren't even like asking her legit questions. Like, hey, can you hear me? What?
No, it wasn't.
Apparently, she can't hear you, and she thinks she's retarded.
It wasn't what? Huh?
The same damn thing.
That's you!
Not the same damn thing.
Dude, but you... Okay, so with your theory at this point, you said yourself just 2 minutes ago that you're looking to have fun.
Yep.
You're looking to enjoy yourself
you
with
know
this girl.
What?
Do some things with her, whatever.
Tongue punch her fart box.
Whatever you feel is appropriate until...
The way I see it, if I come back and she's single and I'm single and I'm not...
She'll be 19?
Jeez,
still have 2 years to wait till she can go out to the bar.
Thank God, it'll save me so much money.
2014, you'll be able to go to the bar. Put that into perspective.
If I'm still at the same point when I leave, I would have no problem continuing where we left off.
You sound like a gay.
It won't be, though.
Dude, it won't.
You'll be gone for a year, son.
Dude, yeah.
She's not going to sit there and just diddle herself for a fucking year and be like, oh, my Steve.
Dude, and that's a thing that I hated so much about, like, especially the guys in my boot camp platoon, because most of them are, like, 18, 19 years old, and you come home after 3 months of boot camp for 10 days. So many guys planned on having a wedding to their 17-year-old girlfriend on their boot leave. I'm like, dude, how could you do that to such a young girl? How could you ask that of her?
And that's why, like, all these fucking Marines say that, oh, your wife's going to cheat on you. You know, when you're deployed, she's going to cheat on you. All
happens.
Of them do.
Yeah.
That's because the majority of the fucksticks that join the Marine Corps get married when they're 18, 19, yeah. so they
they're
can have their
stupid.
High school girlfriend go to California
they're
or
stupid.
North Carolina with them. When you're fucking 19, you don't have kids, and you're used to fucking partying up high school status.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden your husband's gone for a year and you get drunk and lonely one night, you're going to fuck the neighbor.
Yep. I'm telling you, dude, there's no way to win when you're married and you are in the military active duty or deployed. There's just no way to win, I'm telling you.
No, man. And I'm not saying that all women are going to go fucking sit on the first dick they see, but some of them have a weakness just like guys do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, smart for you not getting into a relationship before the possibility of us deploying.
Right, but the fact is, you got to make things clear with
right.
her.
You're leading her on. And your fucking profile picture, change that shit.
Yeah.
Why?
God damn it.
Because, dude, when you post that...
She's fucking thinking like...
Yeah, dude. When you post a picture with another girl that you're dating, I mean... You might as well just change your Facebook status.
Right.
Honestly, dude, you better watch what you're doing because otherwise it's going to bite you in the ass.
It will, dude. It won't be pretty.
Yeah.
It might not be pretty if you nut up and have this conversation with her.
It's just not at that point of seriousness.
I'm telling you, she thinks it is. I guarantee it.
Maybe. All right.
That was a bold statement. I don't
Blinders
know.
On.
What do we got coming up next in the next segment?
No idea, son. We got a few different routes we can go. I got a funny ass YouTube video.
I got a story I can tell about my job.
Yeah, you do. We have a segment coming up later. We're going to have some females in.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
It's going to be real good. So if you're listening, stay listening because shit's going to get interesting.
It's all about the man laws, and we're going to get some female perspective on it, so it should be good.
Yep. It'll be a good. Thanks, Steve.
Where's the crickets?
Oh, hold on. I got them. Yeah, we need them right now because I can't think of the word.
Shorebus Radio.
Peace. Yeah, you probably just have to click stop. Here, hold on.
Shortbus Radio. ShortbusRadio.podomatic.com. Hit us up. Hop on the shortbus at gmail.com. What's up, Rod?
What's going on, man? Steve?
Hello.
Yeah. Same old crew, same old shit. You know how we do.
A little bit different tonight, though. Different place. We're recording at Eric's house.
Yeah.
Eric's driving the shortbus. Instead of the usual me. It's cool. I'll hand over the reins.
Does your microphone seem a little loud here on the...
It might be because I'm just...
Okay.
Talking loud. I don't know.
Yeah.
My levels might be a little bit higher.
Yeah. Well, we set the groundwork at the on the end of the last segment about what was to come, but we're going to put those off for a couple segments because we're not quite ready for them yet. Instead, we're going to take this angle. This was referred to as the final fail of the millennium.
Oh, no.
I have a video titled, Dick Clark Fucking Up the New Year's Eve Countdown. Many of you have probably heard of this. This went instantly viral the day that it happened. I mean, let's see. Uploaded on January 1, 2001. I'm sure they freaking...
It's 2010.
2010. I guarantee that they ripped this immediately off their TV and posted it to YouTube.
Once Dick Clark opened his mouth the first time, somebody was streaming it.
Wow. You know, I'm not even going to go that far into it. I'm just going to let the video talk for itself.
Up to Dick. You ready, my man?
Yes, indeed. This is the big moment we've all been waiting for.
What?
Everybody should come here at least once.
What did he just say?
I don't know.
Get hit in the face with a shovel.
What did he just say?
Everybody should come here at least once.
What?
Everybody something once.
Just everybody should be here.
Oh,
once.
No. So, they got him in the studio, Times Square. The ball hasn't quite started to drop yet, but they're just kind of getting some commentary from him that nobody can understand. I don't really know the story behind it. I think he had a stroke not too long ago.
Yeah, he had a stroke.
Yeah, he stroked out in this video.
What a bummer. Then why would they hire him
you
for this?
You can't have a strokey douchebag on the fucking TV. What? I don't care how long you've been doing it
I know. He's been doing it his whole life, but come on.
It doesn't matter, dude. Once you get all strokey, you need to understand yourself that your job probably isn't going to be there.
Yeah, and I think nowadays they have Carson Daly doing it, don't they?
I'm not sure.
Nowadays, it's been one.
I could have sworn it was Carson Daly.
Never, ever forget.
Never, ever forget? I don't know.
Is it busy, excitement, and feeling time?
What is he saying?
Don't listen to that crowd.
Open your mouth.
All right, let's count it down. 20.
Listen.
19,
listen
18,
to that.
Count your head.
17, 16, 15, 14, 12. 10, 11, 10, 9.
What?
Oh, no.
Skip to number counted 10 twice.
Oh, no. What?
17, 16, 15, 14, 12, 10, 11, 10.
Since when did 10 become... When did 10 become before and after 11?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to let this run, and I'm going to let you experience the term Happy Do Year.
Oh, God.
Who says Happy Do Year? Dick Clark.
14, 12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
What?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
It's your phone. Yeah, it's your phone.
What a bummer. Happy New Year.
I am surprised the world didn't end.
Oh, no.
Should come here at least once. Everybody should come here at least once. Everybody should come here at least once.
Is an absolute debacle.
Oh my God.
Speaking of another YouTube debacle, we're going to move right along from the Dick Clark 2010 countdown, which was just a colossal disaster.
Yeah.
To a more recent disaster.
Yeah,
and this requires no introduction whatsoever. I'm just going to let you listen.
Should have played it from the beginning.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend, Friday, Friday.
Is this like...
This physically affects me.
What? Is this one of those Disney...
No,
girls?
This is some stupid fucking 13-year-old cunt.
You know what? I bet you her daddy is loaded. And
no.
That's... Yes.
No.
That's the only way that she could have... This is a somewhat professional-looking video.
Yeah, they paid like $2,000 to do it, just so she could have the experience in the studio and filming a fucking video.
What they did was they paid a contracting company who like just makes small music videos that look semi-professional.
Turn it off, please.
Dude, I am sorry.
I'm going to fucking unplug your computer, dude.
Wait a minute.
What a bummer.
Is that available for a ringtone?
Absolutely.
Why?
Dude, it's available everywhere. It's like, last time I checked, it was like number 24 on the top downloaded on iTunes.
Dude, I hate the goddamn song, but you
scroll
have to
down,
play the
scroll
very
down
beginning.
A little bit. 54 million views.
Yep.
Okay.
900,000 dislikes.
Not going unnoticed. This is something I've never seen before on any YouTube video I've ever seen. 108,000 likes. Okay, not bad. 905,000 dislikes.
That is
I hope she kills
very
herself.
Close to 10% actually like her.
I would not.
That is killing
be
yourself
if
status.
She is literally on suicide watch every day.
I hope she's already dead.
Come on, guys, almost 1 million dislikes.
Some of these comments are just the most insulting things I have ever read. Terrible. I think my ears are bleeding. That was freaking gay. No. How can this be real?
Almost to 1 million dislikes.
That's unprecedented. She literally has no talent. This is fucking shit. I hope you know this is the worst song ever.
Fat Usher.
This horrible song just raped me. I'm pressing charges. Oh, my gosh. Thumbs up if you would fuck her. Keeping in mind, she's a 13-year-old girl.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Play, like, the first 20 seconds, dude.
This will be the quickest 15 minutes of fame anybody's ever seen.
I hope someone... You got to take it off mute, dick.
My God. This is unbelievable how absolutely terrible this is.
I'm going to download this for a ringtone, man. This is my jam.
Tag it.
Look at this. Like, anybody who's listening, just watch this music video.
Her name is Rebecca Black. Kill her.
Yeah. Kicking in the front seat. Literally cannot listen to it.
Rod's about to puke.
Oh my God! Oh, geez.
I unplugged my headphones so I couldn't hear it.
You unplugged mine too.
We've had enough of
this. Because I can't hear anything.
Now what?
No, I didn't.
Now can you blame? Now can you blame technology for this type of like music? Because if it weren't for like computers and auto tunes and stuff like that, this just simply would never make it anywhere.
I don't know if you could so much blame technology. You could blame the fucking retards that thought it'd be a good idea to put this little bitch in a music video and give her a song.
Look at her.
Or blame her parents for making her.
Yeah. And it's fucking like triple auto-tuned because the little cunt can't sing.
Hey, did you hear her sing the national anthem?
What? When?
Yeah, they said that on Freebeer and Hot Wings like 3 days ago on the podcast.
No, I didn't catch that.
YouTube it.
How far behind are you?
Not that far. I might have accidentally skipped it, but...
I can't believe this is the sum of two people fucking...
Jesus Christ. Dude, just... This is what I want to do to myself when I hear that fucking song. Over and over again.
Oh,
that clip's only 20 seconds long, son.
That may be all we need to hear, to be honest with you.
Look, it's still
dominated by dislikes.
Yep, by half.
No,
but the title of the YouTube video was Rebecca Black Can Sing, right?
The most hated girl in America is her right now.
Worst video in the world.
Look at the title.
Good Morning America.
That's the title on Good Morning America. Worst video in the world.
Poor bitch.
Thousands ridicule teen singer. Now, the title of this video. YouTube tween sensation appears on Good Morning America defending herself.
What's a tween?
You're not quite a teen. You're almost.
No,
so 12?
You're between.
But she's 13.
No. A tween is like
a young teen?
No, like a Miley Cyrus star. Oh. You know what I mean?
No. But, that is not it.
Yeah. Defending herself. Let's see if she can actually defend herself because I think she can.
Oh, say can you
see
the
dawn's early light?
Singing through your nose.
Do you think you're a good singer?
No.
I think I have talent on some level.
Of sucking dick.
Talent on some level.
Blinders on.
I have talent on some level.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the worst singer, but I don't think I'm the best singer.
Well, guess what? America thinks you're the worst singer.
I am not the best singer, but I'm not the worst singer.
Shut up.
Rebecca Black. I guarantee you, listen to me right now. March 26, 2011, 2 weeks from now, will anybody know who this girl is?
Yeah.
Yes, because I will still hate it.
She'll be in the news for killing herself.
You're an idiot.
Recreational crack smoking is good to go.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen, like, dude, celebrities and everybody are constantly the target of just despicable and hurtful comments.
You must feel like you're in a dream right now.
She's not a celebrity.
I really do. I can't tell if I'm awake or not. It's crazy.
What?
When did you realize that things were really getting out of control?
Well, hot.
After seeing it go from...
Bummer.
Oh. I mean, this is just inexplainable.
She may not be the worst singer in the world, but she's the worst person that tried to sing in the world. Like, she actually tried, like, made a solid effort, made a video, and was horrible at it.
I can't believe how much attention she's actually getting. I mean, that says a lot about the quality of just music that's available today in this world. Focusing on her.
All the auto-tune shit.
When did you realize that things were really getting out of control?
After seeing it go from 4,000 views to 70,000 views in one night, and then waking up and it was at 200,000 views, when I realized this is going to be big.
But the song has become famous for all the wrong reasons.
Gotta jump, gotta pet a cat, blueberries, strawberries, so what many is this?
Rolling Stone called Friday an unintentional parody of modern pop, and the general public has been even meaner.
Oh, no.
Dude, that is incredible.
Oh, jeez.
That little bitch deserves every fucking insult that's thrown her way.
Dude, and I guarantee she has heard. Dude, because the fact is, nobody has a filter when they're in front of their keyboard.
Right.
Especially,
you can say anything.
Yeah. And the prime foundation for those kind of insults is when you scroll down a few clicks and you punch that YouTube comment box.
Yep.
I have never watched a YouTube video, looked at the comments, and not seen just a full-out argument.
Have you ever seen a compliment?
On a YouTube video?
Yeah.
Very rarely. Because, dude, that's the thing. Everybody just wants to start a cyber war on Facebook.
It's
or
fun.
On
YouTube.
My friend, which one is my right hand? Which one is my left hand?
I'm going to read you just some of the comments that
saying
online, and they're not nice. No. Her song Friday is the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life. Even deaf people are complaining.
Okay. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, she's about to cry.
This is stuck in my head for life. Friday.
You could just see it, just all the life draining from her face.
Yeah, hold on. I missed that last one.
It doesn't bother me.
I hate her voice. It's going to be stuck in my head for life. Friday, OMG.
I think that's an accomplishment, you know? Even a person that doesn't like it.
What?
It's going to be
a
stuck in their head.
A piece of her just died.
So
you can't see her hands right now because she's making
What's
her own
the
noose.
The meanest thing you've read that maybe hurt you the most?
I hope you cut yourself. And I hope you get an eating disorder so it looks pretty.
Oh, no!
That's
you
awesome.
Know, awesome. I wouldn't be surprised if that was somebody who listens to Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Right.
Oh, what a bummer.
And I hope you go cut and die.
That's awesome.
Are you just strong?
When I first saw all these nasty comments,
can you imagine the
I
kids
did cry.
At school, though?
I felt like this was my fault, and I shouldn't have done this, and this is all because of me. And now I don't feel that way.
That's your baby. To read such hateful, hurtful things about her on the world stage.
This is her parent. This is her mom.
I probably could have killed a few people.
Oh, come on.
But that probably would get me nowhere.
You fat mom bitch. You look like you could kill somebody.
It makes you upset.
The song was produced by Arc Music Factory.
Yeah.
Their goal to turn the teen next door into a household name. With a little help from auto-tune voice technology.
Yeah.
No shit.
How much did you change?
Not enough help.
Voice?
Actually, not a lot.
Was she awesome?
Not enough.
Who are these guys?
She was a...
Clarice Ray, Friday producer. Wow.
He's out of a job.
Yeah, he's got a great career ahead of him.
Actually, in key. Her voice was actually really kidding.
Sing a couple lines for us from the national anthem.
Sure. Oh, say,
this
can
is just terrible.
You see by the dawn's early.
Sounds like a bad American Idol audition, is what it sounds like.
Early light.
Do you think you're a good singer?
I'm not the best.
I have talent on some level.
Oh,
I don't think I'm the worst singer,
you.
But I don't think I'm the best singer.
Oh, God. I don't even want to hear
acoustic version.
Oh, my God.
Oh, live acoustic versions.
Great
nose.
Nose. Friday. Oh, shut up, you dirty little bitch.
We'll take a break. We're going to come back. What kind of man laws stick out in your mind? We're going to touch base on the king of all man laws, dating your best friend's ex. Yes or no? Are there stipulations? Can it work out? We'll get our own thoughts, and we'll go to a couple females for their perspective, too. Short Bus Radio. We'll be right back.
Peace.